OKX says it is fully Mike authorized as Europe's grace period ends. OKX announced on Saturday that it is MyCA authorized and regulated in Europe, framing the moment as the start of a new regulatory era for digital assets on the continent. The announcement came via the exchange's official X account on July 5th, 4 days after the EU's markets in crypto assets framework reached full enforcement. The post is short on operational detail. It does not name the national regulator that issued the authorization or list the specific services covered. But the timing is the story. OKX is publicly planting a compliance flag in the same week that unlicensed competitors lost legal access to roughly 450 million EU consumers. The July 1st cutoff changed who can operate MiCA's transition period ended on July 1st, 2026. From that date, crypto asset service providers without an authorization from an EU member state regulator can no longer legally serve customers in the block. The deadline had been visible for years, yet it still produced a scramble in the final weeks, with some firms exiting markets and others racing paperwork through national authorities. The license map is uneven. Germany and France lead the EU's tally of approved crypto firms, which passed 244 authorizations in June. At the other end, Poland's president has vetoed the country's MiCA implementation law 3 times, leaving Polish users in a gray zone even as the rest of the bloc converges on one rulebook. A MiCA authorization from any single member state passports across the entire European Economic Area. That is the prize OKX is pointing at. One license, 30 countries, no per-market negotiation. A contrast with Binance's rougher week, OKX's announcement lands against a messier backdrop for its largest competitor. Binance withdrew its Greek MiCA application in late June, days before the deadline, and spent the enforcement week reassuring affected EU users that their assets remain safe while it works out its European footing. That divergence matters for market share. Exchanges that cleared the bar before July 1st can spend the second half of 2026 acquiring the customers that unlicensed platforms are forced to shed. Exchanges still outside the framework are playing defense, managing user communications rather than growth. None of this makes OKX's post more than what it is, a marketing statement about a license. But licenses are the scarce asset in Europe right now, and holding one is a legitimate competitive claim in a way it was not 6 months ago. Practical effects for EU crypto users. For users inside the EEA, the consolidation around licensed venues has concrete consequences. MiCA imposes conduct rules on authorized firms, segregation of client assets, complaint procedures, disclosure requirements, and capital buffers. Users on a licensed exchange get those protections. Users who stay on offshore platforms operating without authorization get none, and may find deposits or withdrawals restricted as those platforms geofence EU traffic. The framework also reshapes stablecoin spending in Europe. E-money token rules restrict which stablecoins licensed platforms can offer to EU customers, which is why several European apps have been dropping or converting USDT balances this summer. There is a counterparty risk caveat that regulation does not erase. A MiCA license means supervision, not a guarantee. Custodial platforms can still fail, and client asset segregation rules have never been stress-tested through a major European exchange insolvency. Users who want to remove that variable entirely still need self-custody options rather than a better regulated custodian. The announcement is a signal, not a shift. Calibration is worth stating plainly. OKX confirming its MiCA status does not change the rules, move markets, or alter the license count. Crypto markets were flat on the day, with BTC at 60.695, 0.3%, and ETH at 1760, 0.1%, as of July 5th, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 26. The significance is directional. Europe's exchange market is sorting into 2 camps, licensed and locked out, and the licensed camp has started advertising the difference. Expect more posts like this one from every venue that cleared the bar, and quieter exits from the ones that did not.